Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you back to our Talk Back Tuesdays. And today is September 24th, 2019. First, I want to thank all of my listening ears. I want to thank everybody who's taken time out of their schedule, out of their day, out of their life to even sit and listen to this podcast. I just want to let you know on behalf of myself and all of my family and close friends who give me advice about these podcasts, I just want to thank you for listening, and we really, really appreciate it so much. I also want to let you know that we have a Facebook page, and the Facebook page is the same name, Medical Moments 917. So we have a Facebook page and we have a Facebook group. The difference is the group is for people who ask to be invited to the group or who have received invites to the group, and it's very small and the information in there cannot be shared. So the stuff that's in there is really kind of self-contained for us to just kind of discuss certain things. And the page, you can go on there if you want to share with other people, you can. So if you put comments or if you want to share any of the podcast information or any post from anyone else, you could do that on the page. So I'm kind of advising people to join both. We have a lot of people that's on the Facebook group, but I would advise you to join the page also, because on the page, I'll be able to put more daily posts when I get different pictures or I get different things from different people in different organizations and I want to post them. I probably will be putting them on that that Facebook page and not really the Facebook group. Okay. Again, I just want to let you know that this is Gabby G, and when I'm in Gabby G mode, I'm liable to say anything about anybody. At this time, though, I am not naming any medical professionals, so don't ask me. Not right now. I know a lot of you have seen people's t-shirts where they're throwing their doctors, their surgeons, their nurses, whoever have given them harm or have performed harm on their body. I see them putting the names out there. I'm not ready for that quite yet. But believe you me, it is coming. But I want to get a couple of more ducks in a row before I do that. Today, we're going to have something light. I always say that, something light, fast, and to the point. But I just wanted to have a little fun. So I looked online and I got some research done on some things, just a couple things that your surgeon may not have told you or may not have shared with you. And I'm just going to pick a couple of them. It's lots of them. So next week I'll give a little bit more. But today, as you can see, I'm fumbling through papers here. So I'm not so organized because I did work today and coming home from work and doing the podcast is like a part-time job. But don't get me wrong, I love it, because anybody who knows me well know that I like to talk. So let's see, one of the fun facts that I had here is your surgeon probably is always going to be inherently financially invested in doing the surgery. So what I'm meaning by that is that a surgeon is probably paid about 5 to 10 times more money to do a surgery than to have you manage your problem a little more conservatively, giving you different options that you could take that might be able to do the same thing. They'll most likely often want to push you in the direction of getting surgery because, hey, surgery is more money for them, right? So that makes a little bit of sense. Another thing is, don't always think that because your primary care refers you to a surgeon or to another medical professional that is always going to be a person that's above board, right? Because they're referring you to people that's in their network, people that are their friends, people that they may know have a bad history with doing bad things to people. Your primary care doctor probably knows, but they're going to make that referral too, because they want to make the company more money. So they're going to refer you to somebody that's in the same network. Like I said, somebody they know, somebody who they're probably quite aware have had some issues in the past. But of course, they're not going to tell you that. And this is not always 100% the case. But why I'm telling you this is because just because they refer you to that person does not mean that you don't have to seek another opinion from somebody else who might be in a different practice. Of course, make sure that your insurance covers another doctor that's in another practice. But when your primary gives you a person, be a little leery and make sure you get that person's opinion on a surgery or whatever they need to do for you, and get another one. Always try to get two in different networks if you can. Okay, another thing they won't tell you is their complication rate. And these are things that you can ask when you go to meet with your surgeon for the first time. How many times, of course, has he done the surgery or she or procedure? Because it's not necessarily a surgery that goes wrong. It's sometimes just an office procedure. But ask them, how many times have you done this? How many times have you had complications? A lot of times you're probably not going to get the truth, right? But maybe you'll get a warm, fuzzy feeling when they're talking to you, and you'll say, you know what? Something just does not seem right. We had a friend, a family friend, a couple of months ago, who was going through a health issue and went to visit a couple different doctors. And they knew right away that the doctor or the surgeon was blowing smoke up their ass, even though they may not be medical professionals, but maybe the way the person was talking to them, the way they answered the questions, they got a really good feeling about not letting that person perform any surgery on them. Okay, those are just a couple of fun. I'm not going to go through. It's lots of them. You can research them yourself online, but it's just kind of interesting to read, because during the course of this podcast, I've been running into so many people that have had so many errors done to them. It's amazing. You won't believe the things that people are going through. And that same fuzzy little doctor who was so nice to you, and that office visit and answering most of your questions accurately, becomes a whole different animal when that procedure goes wrong. You don't even know who the person is. So it's mind baffling, all of the people that's reaching out to me and telling me different things that have happened to them, and nothing has happened to the doctor, or they can't even get a lawyer to represent them. It's just incredible. I'm just really amazed by this information. That's why I love doing this podcast. That's why I love the Facebook page, because this is a learning experience for my husband and myself. I wanted to do something a little, I always say a little different, but I pulled up a couple celebrities, right, that had some malpractice things going on. One was Joan Rivers. I guess you guys remember she was in New York and she was complaining of a sore throat. She went in to have that looked at, that procedure done. And of course, she ended up dying from that, right? So her daughter ended up doing a malpractice suit against the facility and the doctor. And they reached the settlement, and the doctor accepted full responsibility for Joan Rivers' death. The reason why I'm bringing this up, or why I looked at a couple of the celebrities, is because in my eyes, sometimes if you are a well-known public figure, you're going to get treated differently for everything, even for legal actions. There's a lot of people that I'm running into that are just like me, just average people, average jobs, just regular people. And they can't even get the time of day from an attorney, right, to represent them for whatever reason. But if they were a celebrity, or if they had money, or if their family was well known, I know that it would just be a totally different experience for them. And I think it would have been a totally different experience for myself and my husband had we been known a bit in this community. If we had been high-profile individuals, I don't think things would have went down the way they did. Now, the surgery might have still been a disaster, but after the surgery, I think we would have gotten a bunch of different responses from the person who performed the surgery. I don't think we would have been treated like we were treated. You know, I just wanted to bring that up. Another one was Michael Jackson. Everybody know about him with Dr. Conrad Murray and giving him the propofol. But Dr. Murray was charged with involuntary manslaughter for the death of Michael Jackson. Civil medical malpractice charges were not pursued. So I guess Michael Jackson's family was happy with him being convicted of the involuntary manslaughter. Another public figure, but he was found guilty of his crimes and he was ordered by the judge to pay $1 million in restitution to the Jackson's family after he received his 4-year prison sentence. So I just wanted to throw those out there because if you are people that are listening and everyday people like me and you've been harmed or your family member have been harmed or killed by a medical accident, a medical negligence, and you just feel like you just have nowhere to go, nowhere to turn because people don't even know your name, don't even know your family member's name. This is the right podcast for you. This is the right circle for you. This Medical Moments 917 is where you should be because we can talk and we can come together and we can form a bond because our bodies matter no matter what. Our bodies matter. That's our slogan that we're going to use for this podcast and for whenever I'm talking about different body parts that have been mutilated or hacked up. You know, it makes me angry. I'm really laughing, but deep down, I'm very angry at the situation that I have been in. As most of you may know, I am not the patient. My husband was the patient, not myself. And it was a horrific event. I'm finally getting to a place where I could talk about it. He's finally getting to a place where he can talk about it. And he will be a guest on this show soon. He's just trying to get his notes together and decide what angle he wants to take to come on and talk about it. Let's see how I'm doing for time here because I always try to keep these 15 minutes or less. But, okay, so I want to end by saying again to try to join our Facebook communities. Either you can join the Facebook page or you can join the Facebook group, Medical Moments 917. And we're getting close to 15 minutes. One other thing I wanted to ask too is, have any of you seen the medical professionals who have damaged your body, mind, or soul recently? And how did you feel for those who nothing happened to that person? How did you feel seeing them and looking at yourself and seeing what kind of condition you are in because of them? How do you feel? Like, I haven't actually seen this person in a couple months. So I don't know how I feel. You know, to myself, I think that if the person looked my way and tried to acknowledge me and tried to speak to me, I think the Gabby G will come out in me and they get cussed the hell out. But I don't know. Maybe I would ignore the person. Maybe I would walk right by. I don't even know how I would feel because I'm sorry. Of course, at this point, it's far too late. It's more than, you know, I'm sorry, it's just not going to cut it. But I'm just curious, when you guys reach out to me tonight, after you listen to this podcast, for those who have been damaged, how do you feel when you see the person or persons, or when you walk by the facility or the hospital or the medical clinic or what have you? How do you feel deep down inside? It's going to be the question that I'd like to have answered. I was coming up with a name that I thought I could refer to the doctors or the medical professionals. In my case, I was thinking Hacking Docs, you know, because I think he hacked up and he was a doctor. So I would call him a Hacking Doc, but I'm not sure yet. Just throwing some things out there. Okay, I think that I am pretty much done for tonight. I've covered all the little topics that I wanted to cover. And again, I want to thank you all for your listening ears. I want to thank you for listening in your car, listening in your bed, listening in the bathroom, listening at work. Wherever you listen to your podcast, I want to thank you for inviting me into your life and listening to me. I really appreciate it. My husband appreciates it. Our family appreciates it. And until next Tuesday, I'm going to sign off. But remember, I will be doing posts on the Facebook pages. So I have some pictures and little animated things that I'll be posting from time to time. And if anybody would like to be a guest who's listening, who's been through something, or whose family who's have been through something, or maybe you have been through nothing and you're just starting to second guess your own doctors and procedures that you've been lucky to have and not experience a complication, right? And another thing I want to say quickly before I leave, I don't want you guys to think that this podcast is a doctor bashing podcast, because that is not my point for starting this podcast. I just want to talk about the experience that my husband and I have gone through over the years. But I want you to be able to come on and be fair with your situation, because once I start telling the details of mine, I'm going to be fair and I'm going to be honest. But everything that I say can be documented, and I'll tell you where you can go and see where it's documented, so that you know that I'm not fabricating any of this story. But it's not really a doctor bashing podcast, because I know that there are some excellent doctors out there. There are some excellent surgeons out there, nurse practitioners, nurses, PAs. I know that. But I'm just speaking for the one who damaged my husband, okay? Not bashing all of them, but I'm just kind of angry with that one. All right? So again, I'm signing off, and thank you very much. Good night.